Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We are holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, and Mirtz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn Hilchos Shabbos. We began yesterday Siman Reish Mem Ches, the halachas that pertain to somebody who wishes to embark on a journey on a ship or on a caravan. We have been discussing the halachas of traveling on a ship, and we will continue today. We will pick up on Yud Beis Amid Beis, four lines down in the Shulchan Aruch with Sif Beis. Our learning today should be a schus refuah shalema for bracha tova bas Leah. It should also be a schus for achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesuna batzaru ba'ashivya ha'im de bein bayom ubein bayabasha hamokam yirachem aleihem v'yitziyem yitzala lirvacha me'afela la'ira u'mishibad l'gula hashta ba'agola u'bizman kariv v'naymar amen. So, yesterday we began learning Siman Reish Mem Ches. We started learning the halachas of somebody who wants to take a journey on a ship. The Mechaber told us a halacha, based on a brisa in Masechet Shabbos, that if you want to travel on a ship for a Dvar HaRishus, you are not allowed to set sail less than 3 days before Shabbos. You want to set sail Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's okay. But to set sail on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that would be aser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, in his lengthy and beautiful Hakdama to this siman, gave us basically five reasons that are given by the Rishonim why it's aser to embark, to set sail on the ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. The first reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down was, by getting on the ship, we're afraid that you're putting yourself into a matziv, where you may have to come to do Meleches Isser on Shabbos. When you're on a ship, you're in a Makom Sakana, and something could happen on Shabbos that would necessitate you going ahead and doing Malacha for Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe there'll be a storm, and you'll have to help out with untying sails, tying sails, etc. Who knows what you might have to do. Now, at the time, it'll be Mutter because of Pikuach Nefesh, but by getting on the ship within 3 days of Shabbos, you're putting yourself in a matziv where it may come that you may have to do malacha on Shabbos, and within 3 days of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Another reason that was brought down is by getting on the ship, by going and buying a ticket, and basically hiring the ship's crew to take you on your journey on the ship, what you're doing is you're creating a situation where these Einam Yehudim, the crew of the ship, are going to be doing malacha for you. So this may entail an Amir La'akum, Shiloh. Isser number three that the Mishnah Berurah introduced to us was the question of Tchum. You're on a ship and you're traveling. You may very well go beyond the Tchum on Shabbos. So there's a possibility of Isser Tchumen. Then we had the rationale of the Rif. The Rif said, you know why you're not allowed to get on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos? Because we know people become seasick. When you go on the ship, the first 3 days, you're distinctly uncomfortable, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. By getting on the ship within 3 days of Shabbos, you are being mevatel the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. If you get on the ship 4 days before Shabbos, we assume that by the time 3 days pass, your body has acclimated itself to setting sail, to sailing on the seas. You're not going to be seasick anymore. There's going to be no bittel mitzvah Einik Shabbos. The last reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down was the problem of tzaf vishat al paner mayim. We know that you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos is gzera d'rabbanan. What's the gzera? If you're going to go swimming on Shabbos, you may come to construct somehow a flotation device. Maybe you'll take reeds and you'll go ahead and you'll weave them into a raft. This could entail all sorts of Isurei Shabbos, of Meleches Isser, and therefore you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. And by going on a boat and going into the water on a boat, that is too similar to going swimming, to entering the water and going swimming, and therefore we aser going on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. Now, if it's aser to do these things within 3 days of Shabbos, why is it mutter to do these things in advance? So when it comes to the rationale of the Rif, when it comes to the rationale of the seasickness problem, we explained. You're going to be acclimated to traveling by sea already by the time 3 days pass, and therefore there won't be a problem of Bittul Mitzvah Seinik Shabbos. When it comes to the questions of you might have to come to do Malacha, when it comes to the question of Iser Tchumin, over there, what we saw is the 3 days before Shabbos are considered to be connected to the coming Shabbos. Therefore, once it's already 3 days before Shabbos, the achrayus of the coming Shabbos is already upon you. You already have a responsibility to properly prepare for the coming Shabbos. Therefore, you can't put yourself in a matziv where you might have to do malacha. You can't put yourself in a matziv where you might be going outside of the tchum, because the responsibility of the coming Shabbos is already upon you. The previous 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, those are connected to the previous Shabbos. Since those are connected to the previous Shabbos, if you're more than 3 days before the coming Shabbos, I don't have the responsibility yet of the coming Shabbos. I'm not up to that. I'm still connected to the previous Shabbos. I don't have an achrayus now to make sure that I'm not going to put myself in a matziv where I might have to do malacha on the coming Shabbos, and therefore these don't become a problem. That's basically what we've seen so far. And against that backdrop, let's take a look here at Sif Beis, four lines down on Yud Beis, Amid Beis, says the Mechaber. Ha de'ein mafligin b'sfina pachas mishloisha yamim kaidam ha-Shabbos. This Isser, says the Mechaber, that I introduced to you in Sif Aleph, that for a dvar or a shus, you're not allowed to set sail less than 3 days before Shabbos. Hatam, the reason is Mishum Oinig Shabbos. So, as the Chavetz Chaim told us in the Hakdama, here in Sif Beis, the Mechaber takes the position of the Rif. The Mechaber tells us, you know why you're not allowed to set sail less than 3 days before Shabbos? Because you're going to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, Shekol Shloish Yamim Harishonim, because for the first 3 days that you're on the ship, Yesh lahem tsar ubilbul. You have tsar, you're suffering, you're distinctly uncomfortable, ubilbul, and you're all disoriented from seasickness and the discomfort of a journey by sea. The Mishnah Berurah also mentioned the bad odor of the salt water. And based on this, says the Mechaber, v'dafka lamafligim bayamim hamaluchim. Since I'm telling you that the problem of setting sail within 3 days of Shabbos is the tsar and the bilbul, it's the bittul mitzvah seinik Shabbos, this is only negeya when you're setting sail on the ocean. When you're going out on the salt water, when you're traveling by sea, that's when you have this issue. Aval banaharois, but if you're going on a river cruise, ein shum tsar lamafligim behem. On a river cruise, people generally speaking do not get seasick. It's nice, comfortable, smooth, flowing water. You don't have the currents and the waves and the swells, etc., etc. So you generally don't become seasick on a river cruise. Therefore, says the Mechaber, that would not be a problem. Ulefikach, therefore, mutter lahaflig bohem, you would be allowed to set sail on a riverboat, afilu be'erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to be more than 3 days in advance of Shabbos, because you don't have this issue of Bittul Oinig Shabbos. However, the Mechaber gives a very important caveat. Vehu, when is this true? That you could go on a river cruise less than 3 days before Shabbos, you could embark on a trip on the river less than 3 days before Shabbos. When is that so? Vehu, shelo yehe yadua lanu. This is only true if we do not know for certain that where you're going to be traveling, the water is shallower than 10 tvachim. So again, this is only true if you do not know for certain that you're going to be traveling by boat in areas where the water is shallow, and therefore from the bottom of the boat to the riverbed is going to be less than 10 tvachim. Avo b'mokim shiyadua lanu. But in places where we know for certain, shemikarka hasvina lekarka hanor, that from the bottom of the boat to the riverbed, pachas me'asar tvachim, is shallower than 10 tvachim, then aser, then it would be forbidden, and in the parentheses they put in, lotzeis chutz l'tchum, you would not be allowed to travel on this boat, even on the river, and go out of the tchum, mishum iser tchumin, because now you have another problem, you have a problem of tchum. So, what do we have over here? The Mechaber told us, why are you not allowed to embark on a journey by ship less than 3 days before Shabbos? Because of the problem of bittul mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, like the Rif says. The first 3 days you're going to be uncomfortable, so you can't get on the ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. He'd be mevatel the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Therefore, says the Mechaber, you want to go on a river cruise? On a river cruise, people generally don't get seasick. So you don't have this problem. So you want to go on a river cruise, you could do it even on Erev Shabbos, even for a Dvar HaRishus, even an optional trip. You could go even on Erev Shabbos, because you don't have the problem of Bittul Matzos Oinik Shabbos. But, says the Mechaber, very important caveat. This is only true if you're not going to have the problem of going Chutz L'Tchum. When is that so, that you don't have the problem of going Chutz L'Tchum? Says the Mechaber, if you don't know for certain that you're going to be traveling in shallow water, where the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, then you're okay. Why? Because the problem of tchum only exists when you're within 10 tefachim of the karka. When you're above 10 tefachim from the riverbed, you don't have a problem of tchum. You're out of the sugya of tchum. L'mayla me'asar tefachim, the halachas of tchum, the parsha of tchum, is not negeya. It's only negeya if you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed. Therefore, says the Mechaber, if you don't know for certain that you're going to be traveling in shallow water where you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, then you have a suffix. And tchum is a din derabanan. Since it's a din derabanan, sveika derabanan lekula. We could go lekula, and we could assume that you're above 10 tefachim and the halachas of tchum are not negeya to you. But if you know for certain that you're traveling in shallow water and you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, then you don't have a suffix. And then you know you're going outside of the tchum, that would be a problem even on the river. Let's take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut in your base. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. The Mechaber said, you want to go on a river cruise, you could embark even on Erev Shabbos. Ve'ein tzarech lifsak imay sheyishbos. If you remember, yesterday we learned that if you travel within 3 days of Shabbos, let's say for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're supposed to go over to the crew of the boat and ask them, please stop on Shabbos. If they don't stop on Shabbos, it's not your problem. But you're supposed to at least make that attempt to ask them to stop on Shabbos. Over here, you're going on a river cruise, says the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber says it's mutter to travel. Even on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to make this tenai either. You don't have to ask them to stop on Shabbos. Now, we're talking here on Erev Shabbos. How about to get on the ship on Shabbos? That we're going to discuss later today in Sif Gimel. Ois Katan Yod Gimel says to Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber said, when I'm telling you that on a river you could get on the ship even on Erev Shabbos, that's only if there's no tchum issue. V'hu shaloi. This is only if you don't know for certain that you're traveling in shallow water where you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed. Why is it okay? Dekevan de tchum in derabananu, because since the whole halacha of tchum is a din derabanan, if you don't know for sure that you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, you have a sveika derabanan. Sveika derabanan lekula. Now, the Mishnah Berurah puts in over here a technical point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you might wonder, there are those that say, we know, what's the iser of tchum? The iser of tchum is you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos beyond the city limit. But there is another shita of tchum. Now that, 2,000 amos we accept as a din derabanan. But there are those that say that to travel 12 mil outside the city limits, a mil is 2,000 amos. 12 mil is 24,000 amos. There are those that say that to travel 12 mil, 24,000 amos beyond the city limits, that's already a din daraisa. So we're saying over here, if you don't know for certain that you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, so you have a sveika derabanan lekula, you can get on the ship on Erev Shabbos. How about if you're going to travel 12 mil? If you're going to travel 12 mil, now you already have a Sveika Daraisa. If you're within 10 tfachim of the riverbed and you go 12 mil, maybe this is a Sveika Daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. In our case, it's not a Sveika Daraisa, even if you travel 12 mil. Why? Because you're traveling by ship. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Va'afilu tchum in the Yud Beis Mil. Even the question of traveling 12 mil beyond the city limits. Kaimalon de biyamim unaharois ein behen iser daraisa ledivra akoil. Even those that say that traveling by land 12 mil beyond the city limits is an iser daraisa, everybody agrees that traveling by water, traveling on a ship, even 12 mil is only an iser darabanan. Why? She'ein doimin ledigle midbar. We learn out the halachas of tchum from Eretz Yisrael camping in the Midbar, from the Machaneh in the Midbar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement, Moshe Rabbeinu, by Parshas Truma, Moshe Rabbeinu called out to Klal Yisrael, well, actually, Truma was really the conversation between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. I guess this was really in Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Klal Yisrael to bring donations for the building of the Mishkan. When he had enough, he made an announcement. Vayaviru koil b'machaneh. He made an announcement and he said, Al teitze ishbim koimai. Everybody should stay where they are. Don't come to me to bring more donations. We learn out from there the din of tchumen, that on Shabbos, al yetze ishbim koimai. Everybody has to stay where they are on Shabbos. So all of the dinim of tchumen come from the machaneh in the midbar. Now, in the Machaneh, in the Midbar, people traveled by land. They didn't travel by sea. Therefore, even the question of 12 mil, where some people hold that it's an Issur Daraisa, not by sea, only by land. Lefikach talina b'sveika lahakel, since in any case, no matter what, 2,000 amas, 12,000 amas, 24,000 amas, whatever you're talking about, this is only a din d'rabbanan by sea. Lefikach talina b'sveika lahakel. Therefore, we could go in a suffix, we could be makel of amrinan, and we will assume the amoik asar tfachim mikarka asfina lekarka amayim. Since we don't know for certain, we will assume that the depth is greater and is more than 10 tfachim from the bottom of the boat to the riverbed. Ve'ein tchum min lamayla me'asara, and there's no din of tchum when you're more than 10 tfachim above the karka, and therefore there's no iser tchumin over here. Now, the Mechaber told us over here that the way we have to measure the 10 tfachim, you take a look at the words of the Mechaber. Aval b'mokim sheyadua lanu. This is right by the Ois Katan Yud Dalid in the words of the Mechaber for the Mishnah Berurah. Aval b'mokim sheyadua lanu. In a place where we are certain, we know for sure, shemikarka hasfina, that from the bottom of the boat, the karka hasfina is all the way in the bottom of the boat, the very floor, the keel of the boat. Mikarka hasfina lekarka hanor, to the riverbed is pachas be'asar tfachim. If we know for sure, the captain got up and he made an announcement, everybody should be aware that we're traveling in very shallow water. There's only, 2 feet between the bottom of the boat and the riverbed. So now you know for certain that you're traveling within 10 tfachim of the ground, then osir. Then you're not even allowed to get on a river cruise less than 3 days before Shabbos because you have an issur tchumen and you're going to be traveling outside of the tchum. What the Mishnah Berurah is going to focus on now is the way the Mechaber is measuring the 10 tfachim. He's measuring the 10 tfachim from the very bottom of the boat to the riverbed. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Pirush. Afa pisha mayim amukim asara. Let's say the water level is more than 10 tfachim off the riverbed. Okay? So let's say the water is 15 amas deep. So if you would measure for the water level to the riverbed, you have more than 10 tfachim. But says the Mishnah Berurah, im hasvina mishukas b'mayim, we know that the boat sinks into the water. The boat doesn't ride on top of the water, it sinks down into the water. Im hasvina mishukas b'mayim. She'ein bein karka asfina l'karka amayim. So that there isn't from the bottom of the boat to the surface of the riverbed. Asar tvachim. So then you don't have a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah makes another point. Let's think about this for a minute. Let's say from the bottom of the boat to the riverbed is 9 tvachim. But you are in a stateroom on the 4th level of the superstructure of the ship. So you know where you are? You're 20 amas higher than the bottom of the boat. So it's very nice. The bottom of the boat is less than 10 tfachim above the riverbed. But you're not less than 10 tfachim above the riverbed. You're all the way up there. You might be 30 amas above the riverbed. So why do you have a problem of tchum? Why do we measure the tchum issue from the keel of the boat to the riverbed? Why don't we measure it from where you are to the riverbed? So says the Mishnah Berurah like this. If from the if the bottom of the boat is less than 10 tfachim above the riverbed, loymi baya im hu yoshev basvina lamata me'asara. Certainly, if you're sitting all the way in the bottom of the boat, if you're in the hold all the way at the bottom, and you are physically located less than 10 tefachim above the riverbed, so for sure, nimtza mahalach lamata me'asara, then of course you have a tchum issue, because you are physically located less than 10 tefachim above the riverbed. Ela afilu im hu yoshev basfina b'mokim gavaya. But even if you're located in this ship, on a high place in the ship, you're all the way up on top in the superstructure of the ship, so you're way higher than 10 tfachim within the riverbed, gam kein aser. There is still an iser tchumen. Why? Kevan shahasvina rechava arba, since the ship is more than 4 tfachim wide, the nicha lehiluch, and it's very easy and comfortable to walk on the surface of the ship, ka'imid lamata damya. This makes it as if you are standing on the bottom. Now let me explain to you, based on the Gemara in Erevin, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. We say that the Isser of Tchumin is only when you're lamata me'asara. You have to be less than 10 tfachim elevated above the ground. Okay, now there's a ground level. Now let's say there's a hill. Let's say there's a tall hill, and you're walking on top of the hill. Do we say that if the top of the hill is more than 10 tfachim high, elevated above the ground level, so now tchumen are not negated to you because you're more than 10 tfachim off the ground? No, certainly not. Why? Because the hill is aros simichta. The hill is considered an extension of the ground. So you're not more than 10 tfachim elevated from the ground. Your feet are on the ground, on the top of the hill. And that's very easy to understand, because that's the topography of the ground. Well, now let's give another case. Let's say there's the ground level, and the topography is that the earth where you are is nice and level. And now there's a man-made structure. Somebody built a pillar, and the pillar is 12 tefachim tall. And the top of the pillar is a nice wide area. It's more than dalet al dalet. It's more than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And you're standing up there. Do you have a halacha of tchum? Is tchum negated to you? Or do we say tchum's not negated to you because you're more than 10 tvachim off the ground? The Gemara in Erevin says, no, tchum does apply to you up there. Why? Because this man-made structure, since its top surface is nicha lehiluch, it's comfortable to walk on, this man-made structure is also considered aros semichta. It's also considered an extension of the ground. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to apply the same thing to the ship. It's true. You might be 30 tvachim above the riverbed because you've got a stateroom up on level 3 of the superstructure of the ship. But if the keel of the ship is less than 10 tvachim off the riverbed, then upstairs where you are is aros simichta. It's considered an extension. Since the keel is less than 10 tefachim off the riverbed, it's considered attached to the riverbed. And now you up there are just an extension of the keel and an extension of the ground, of the riverbed, because it's all ara semichta. Finally, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh matirin kishu yoshev l'mayla me'asara tefachim. There are those who disagree with this. There are those that say, and he brings this down from Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, there are those that say that if you physically are located more than 10 tefachim above the riverbed, ve'ein raglav tluyos lamata me'asara tefachim, and your feet don't extend less than 10 tefachim within the riverbed, that you could be makel. And says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh lismaych al devrayim, you could rely on that shita kishu tzarech lakach, when there's a tzarech, you could rely on that shita. The Mechaber said that if you do know that you're traveling within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, then asur lotzeis, then you're not allowed to embark on this ship on Erev Shabbos because you have an Isser Truman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's got Tezav, asur lotzeis, haynu b'chala shloshi yomim shekaydim Shabbos. This is not only on Erev Shabbos that you're not allowed to get on the riverboat if there's an Isser Truman. No, for 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to get on the riverboat because of the Isser Truman. Im yoydeya sheyizdamen lo yisham b'Shabbos makom ahu. If you know that on Shabbos you're going to travel in an area where you are within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, then for 3 days you're not allowed to get on the ship. V'yitzarech laver olav al Isser Truman, because you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be over on Trum. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you might come to transgress in the Isser of Shabbos. Aval koydem lozeh. But more than 3 days before Shabbos, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mutter. That's mutter, like the Ramal told us yesterday. The Ramal told us yesterday that more than 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to get on a ship. All of these problems aren't negaya then. Okay, so now we're going to go to the words of the Ramal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines off the bottom, near the end of the line. Haga. So we had the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber took the position of the Rif. The Mechaber told us, you know why you're not allowed to get on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos? You're not allowed to get on a ship because of Bittel Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos, because of the discomfort that exists for the first 3 days when you travel by sea. Said the Mechaber, this is only negaya when you travel by sea. You travel on a river cruise, it's okay, because there won't be any Mrs. Bittel Oynik Shabbos. Caveat, there can't be an Isser Truman. You have to have at least a suffix that there isn't an Isser Truman. So if you don't know for certain that you're within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, you have a suffix, Sekid Rabbana Lakula, you could go. But if you know for certain you're going to be within 10 tefachim, Isser Truman. Isser Truman, you can't get on the boat for 3 days. Says the Ramah. Hagor. V'chein b'sfina sheyitzarech ha'Yisrael lavo lidei melacha b'Shabbos. So too, the Mechaber gave you one caveat. The Mechaber told you, you could get on a riverboat on Erev Shabbos, because there's no problem with Bittel Oynik Shabbos. Caveat, but if there's an Isser Truman, you cannot. Says the Ramah, you also can't get on the riverboat within 3 days of Shabbos, if you're going to put yourself in a position where you might have to do Melacha on Shabbos. Then, also likonis bo shloshi yom kaidim ha-Shabbos. Afilu heim naharois hanoivim v'hila maila me'asara. If you know, or you have a very strong reason to believe, that by getting on this boat within 3 days of Shabbos, you might put yourself at a matziv where you're going to have to do meleches iser on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to get on the boat. Even if it's on a river, so the water is very calm and there's no problem of Bittel Mitzvah Zaynik Shabbos, even if the water is deep, so there's no Isser Truman, but if by getting on that boat, you might put yourself in a matziv where you have to do Meleches Isser on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get on the boat. Why? Because it's within 3 days of Shabbos. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you already have the Achrayas of Shabbos to make sure that you don't put yourself in a position where you might do Melacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Tes Zayin, Lidei Melacha. You can't put yourself in a position where you might have to do malacha, afilu malacha d'rabbanan. This is not only Isurei d'araisa, even Isurei d'rabbanan. Ois katan yud zayin. You're not allowed to get on the boat within 3 days of Shabbos. Likarnis Bashloshi, I'm Hatam. What's the reason for this? Kamosha Kasavdin Lamaila Basif Kotlaches. This is like we learned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah Ois Kotlaches, because for 3 days before Shabbos, you already have the Achrayas of the coming Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah, now says the Ramah Vaiter. Says the Ramah by the Ois Kotlan Yud Ches for the Mishnah Berurah, 5 lines off the bottom. Aval, however. What's the however? So the Ramah just told you, the Mechaber said, you're allowed to get on a river cruise even on Erev Shabbos, because there's no problem with Bittul Mitzvah Sainik Shabbos. However, you have to make sure that there's no problem with Issa Tumen. Said Ramah, you also have to make sure that there's no problem that you might come to do Melacha. Now the Ramah says, but there's one area that you do not have to be concerned about. Aval. Ein, and we touched upon this yesterday. Aval. Ein iser b'masha b'heimois moishchois ha-svina b'svas ha-nor. If you're going on one of these riverboats where the animals walk on the banks of the river and they pull the boat by virtue of ropes that attach them to the ship, that's not an issue. You're allowed to get on the boat within three, if it's calm water, so there's no any Shabbos problem. If it's shallow water, or at least it might be shallow water, so there's no problem of tum. If there's no problem of malacha, if the only possible problem that there is that you're getting on a boat that's being pulled by animals, says the Ramah, that's not an issue. And explains the Ramah why he's telling this to you. This is not the equivalent of getting on a horse-drawn wagon or an ox team drawn wagon before Shabbos, which you're never allowed to do, even 7 days, 6 days before Shabbos. No such thing as 7 days before Shabbos. Even 6 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to get into a horse-drawn wagon if the wagon is going to be going on Shabbos. That's because of Gzeira, that you might break off a branch and use it as a switch to hit the animal, which is not the gay over here because you're too far away from the animal, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Yud Ches. Ein iser b'mesha behemos. You don't have to worry about the question of that you're getting into a boat that's being drawn by animals. Ritzayin elarmo, what the Ramah wants to say is, de'im loy hoya iser acher. If you don't have to deal with any other potential isurim, kegayin bin harais hanoivim, you're talking about calm water, so there's no problem of bitl mitzvah zaynik shabbos. Ulamayla me'asara, and you're traveling more than 10 tfachim off the riverbed, so there's no iser tchum. And also, there's no question you're not going to have to do any malacha on Shabbos. So there's none of these issues. Ein lesser lisa basvina. You should not forbid getting on the boat. Because the animals are pulling the boat. Because you want to draw an equivalent between that and getting onto a wagon that's being drawn by animals. Which is aser. We don't say that. Why? Because by the wagon that's being drawn by animals. Hatam, the reason it's aser, is because you might break off a branch and use it as a switch to make the animal go. But over here, the animals are traveling far away from the ship. The ship is in the water. The animals are on the banks. And therefore it would be mutter to get on this craft even within 3 days of Shabbos. Now we come to a very fascinating sif. One thing I have to point out to you before we start this sif. In the Hakdama to today's shir, I went through all the various reasons that the Rishonim gave that we learned about in the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama, what isurim are involved with embarking to sail on a ship. We spoke about that you might have to do malacha. We spoke about Amira La'akum. We spoke about Bittul Mitzvahs Einik Shabbos. But we also spoke about Shitas Tosfos. And that was the Gzera of Tzaf Vishat Al Panei Mayim. The gzera that by getting on the boat, it's as if you're getting into the water, and the gzera d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos because you might form a flotation device. Now that we have not spoken about yet, and that's going to come into play in Sif Gimel. Now, another concept that you need to know for Sif Gimel, there's a concept called being kainesh shvisa when Shabbos comes in. What does that mean? wherever you start Shabbos, wherever you are physically located, when Shabbos comes in, you're kaina shvisa. You acquire your place. This becomes your place for Shabbos. Wherever you are when Shabbos comes, that's your place for Shabbos. Now that has ramifications in halacha. The most well-known ramification of that in halacha is when it comes to the Isser of Tchum. You're not allowed to travel 2,000 amos beyond the city limit. You start Shabbos in a city, you're kind of shvisa in that city. So now you're not allowed to travel 2,000 amos beyond that city's limits. So wherever you're kind of shvisa, that's how we judge where your tchum is. But there are other ramifications of where you're kind of shvisa as well. One, we're going to see right now. Now we're going to discuss this in the context of tchumin in this sif as well in the Mishnah Berurah. But let's see what the Mechaber says, four lines off the bottom of sif gimel. Hecha demutter lahaflig me'erev Shabbos. In cases where it's mutter to get on the boat on Erev Shabbos. So what would be a case where it's mutter? Well, you're going on a river cruise, so there's no problem with Vitel Mitzvah Sonic Shabbos. You're more than 10 tefachim elevated off the riverbed, or at least there's a suffix, so there's no iser of Truman. And you know that you're not going to have to come to do Malacha on Shabbos, so there's no concern that you might do Malacha on Shabbos. And also there's no concern of Amir La'akum because the boat is full of Einam Yehudim, and we could assume that the Malacha that the Einam Yehudim are doing, they're not doing for you, they're doing it primarily for the Einam Yehudim. So now you have a situation where you're allowed to get on the boat on Erev Shabbos. But you're not allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos. You know why you're not allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos? Because when you get on the boat on Shabbos, you're entering the water on Shabbos. And the Mechaber holds that Tosfos' concern of the gzera of tzaf v'shat al p'nei amayim is only when you go into the water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos because of that gzera. You're also not allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos because of that gzera. So, says the Mechaber, Heicha demutter lahaflig me'erev Shabbos. In a case where I'm telling you that it's mutter to get on the boat on Erev Shabbos, Im nichdas pasvina me'erev Shabbos, if you get on the boat properly on Erev Shabbos, but the boat is docked, the boat's not traveling yet. You got on the boat on Erev Shabbos, but they didn't set sail yet. Im nichdas pasvina me'erev Shabbos, if you get on the boat properly on Erev Shabbos, v'kana b'shvisa, and you are kind of shvisa on the boat. What does that mean? You got on the boat on Erev Shabbos before Shkia, and you remained on the boat from before Shkia until after Tzeisak Echavim. So you were on the boat from before Shkia for the whole period of Ben Hashmashas and after Tzeis. So we know that you started Shabbos on the boat. Since you started Shabbos on the boat, you were kind of shvisa on the boat. Why is that important? Says the Mechaber, in such a case, afal pisham afleges b'Shabbos, even if they set sail on Shabbos, mutter, this is mutter. What's the Mechaber saying? The Mechaber is saying like this. We have Tosfos' concern of the gzera of tzaf v'shot al p'nei amayim on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, if you got on the boat before Shkia, and you were kind of shvisa on the boat by staying there until after Tzeisak Echavim, so that means that you are kind of shvisa on the boat became your place for Shabbos. Now they set sail. We don't look at it as if you entered the water on Shabbos. You didn't enter the water on Shabbos. You entered the water before Shabbos. They set sail on Shabbos, not an issue. But, says the Mechaber, v'hu shelo yotza me'asvina me'es shekana shvisa. But this is only true if you did not leave the boat between Tzeisak Echavim, right? That's when you were kind of shvisa. You were kind of shvisa when Shabbos came in. So you got on before Shkia, you stayed there for Ben Hashmashas, you were there by Tzeisak Echavim, you were kind of shvisa. But what if the boat's not leaving until 11 o'clock at night? And what you did was, you got off the boat. sometime after Tzeis HaKichavim, you decided you want to go for a spatzir on the boardwalk. So you left the boat after you were koyne shvisa. Then, says the Mechaber, you have a problem. Why? Because now you got off the boat, and now you're getting back on the boat after Shabbos. Now it's like you went into the water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go into the water on Shabbos, because then you have the gzeir of tzaf v'shat al panei amayim. If you get on the boat before Shabbos, and you kind of shvisa on the boat, so then you got on the boat before Shabbos, the gzeir of tzaf v'shat al panei amayim doesn't apply to you, according to the Mechaber. But if you were kind of shvisa on the boat, and the boat didn't disembark yet, it didn't set sail yet, and you disembarked, you got off the boat, and now you come back on the boat on Shabbos, that you can't do because of the gzera of tzaf is shot up in our mind. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is cutting your test. Heicha de mutter. In cases where it's mutter to set sail on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirish. The explanation of this is, Tamechaber loy kamer le'el lahatir, afilu b'naharis ha'noivim ulamayla me'asara. The Mechaber so far was only matir to get on a boat on Erev Shabbos when it's calm water and there's no problem of tchum because you're more than 10 tefachim above the water. Ela lahafli be'erev Shabbos. You're only allowed to set sail on Erev Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos, but to set sail on Shabbos, loy. That the Mechaber was never matir. The Khan, but over here in Sif Gimel, Asi l'oruye, now the Mechaber wants to tell you, de l'pa'amim, that sometimes af b'Shabbos mutter lahafli b'hem. Sometimes you could set sail even on Shabbos. Ice cutting chaf, shvisa. He says, if you were kind of shvisa on the boat, haynu, sheyashav sham kol ben hashmashay sachetetsha. What does it mean to be kind of shvisa on the boat? It means that you are on the boat from before shkia for the entire ben hashmashas until after tzeis. So now you were kind of shvisa on the boat. Then you can even set sail on Shabbos if the boat starts going 11 o'clock at night, you're okay. But, said the Mechaber, v'hu shelo yotza, but that's only if you did not disembark after tzeis, before you set sail. If you disembarked after you were kind of shvisa, and now you came back on the boat, now you got a problem. Now you're not allowed to set sail. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, di lav hachi, because if you did leave the boat, if you disembarked, asa likanis baba Shabbos. Now you're not allowed to get onto the boat on Shabbos. Because now it's if you're going into the water on Shabbos, and now you have the problem of the gzera of tzat v'shat apnei amayim, v'zeh osur k'may shekasav simen shalam tes, and this is osur, like we're going to learn, v'yis Hashem, v'yis Hashem, v'yis Farach, quite a while from now, in simen shin lamed tes. However, the Ramah brings down a shita that disagrees with this. Two lines off the bottom says the Ramah Hago. The Yeshai Mirmat are those that say, Da afilu yotza min hasvina shari. That even if you leave the boat after you are kind of shvisa, you're allowed to get back on the boat and set sail on Shabbos. Why? Says the Ramah, because these shitas hold. Once you were kind of shvisa, when Shabbos came in, that's what it means there, may erev Shabbos. Since you were on the boat from before shkia throughout ben hashmasers in Tolzeis, so once you were kind of shvisa on the boat, mutar achakach likanis ba b'Shabbos ulahaflik. You're allowed to get back on the boat on Shabbos, and the problem of the gzera of tzaf v'shat apnei amayim doesn't apply to you. Why? Mishnah Berurah explains it very beautifully. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ice cut and chaf beis." The me'achar shekana ba haynu. Dal yedeze. Since you were kind of shvisa on the boat when Shabbos came in, havelei asvina kibesoy. Since you were kind of shvisa on the boat when Shabbos came in, the boat is your house for Shabbos. You acquired the boat as your mokim for Shabbos. That's your place for Shabbos. Now it's like your house. So now, when you get out and you go and take a spatzir on the boardwalk, and you come back on the boat 9:30 at night, way after Tzeis on Shabbos, kishat. It doesn't look anymore in the eyes of halacha like you're going for a swim. It doesn't look like you're going into the water. You're going back into your house because you were kind of shvisa on the boat. So kishadichtas eininirik kishat kishadichtas babishabas. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to make a fascinating point that has ramifications for tchum. I told you that the most well-known ramification of being kind of shvisa is in the context of tchum. So let me just give you a brief akdama so that we can go quickly through this Mishnah Berurah. We're already starting to get to my self-imposed time limit. But we need to understand this. When it comes to tchum, your kind of shvisa, wherever you are when Shabbos comes in, that's where we measure your tchum from. But in order for that to work, you have to be in the parsha of tchum in order to be kind of shvisa. Let's say you're out of the parsha of tchum. What does that mean? Well, we learned about it already. What if when Shabbos comes in, you are more than 10 tfachim removed from the ground? You're lemaila me'asara tfachim. If you're lemaila me'asara tfachim, where were you kind of shvisa? Bear this in mind, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah just said that if you get on the boat before Shkia and you're on the boat for the whole Bein Hashmashos period, you're kind of shvisa on the boat. Therefore, even if you get off the boat, you could get back on the boat and set sail on Shabbos. Why? Because you were kind of shvisa on the boat. And by being kind of shvisa on the boat becomes like your house. Says the Ramah, are we going to extend that to tchum? Are we going to say that you're kind of shvisa on the boat for the question of tchum? That's going to depend. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Va'afil l'dayazu, even according to this sheet presented by the Ramah, that says that you're kind of shvisa on the boat, and now you can get off the boat, come back, and the gzer of tzafa shata panayim mayim doesn't apply to you. This concept that we're saying that you're kind of shvisa on the boat only helps you. It works in the context of this halacha that when you finish your spatzir on the boardwalk, you can get on the boat. But now you go sailing. When you get to your destination, when you dock at the end of your destination, if it's on Shabbos, Aser loy lozuz me'arba amoysav, you're not going to be able to leave your arba amois. Now, what does that mean? You're not going to be able to leave your arba amois. It means that you're going to have to stay on the boat. It doesn't mean literally your four amos, because on the boat you could go wherever you want, but you're not going to be allowed to disembark from the boat, because by disembarking from the boat, you're going to be going outside of your tchum. Why? The problem over here is, if you got off the boat, so let's imagine, let's figure this out, let's go through this technically. You were on the boat during Ben Hashmoshes, so you were kind of shvisa on the boat. Now we're assuming that the boat is l'mayla me'asara tefachim. So in the context of tchum, were you kind of shvisa on the boat? Debatable. You are outside of the parish of Tchum. You are l'mayla me'asara tefachim. But now, 9 o'clock at night, before the boat set sail, after Tzeis HaKechavim, you got off the boat and you went on the boardwalk. Oh, you know what happened now? You put yourself into the parish of Tchum. Now you're l'mata me'asara tefachim. So now you are kind of shvisa on the dry land. Now you went back on the boat. Now the boat traveled. Now, even though the boat is l'mayla me'asara tefachim, so you don't have a problem that you're traveling outside of the tchum, but you're more than 2,000 amas of the place that you were when you were kind of shvisa. So now when the boat lands at its destination, you can't get off the boat. Because if you get off the boat and you step on the dry land at your destination, you have now traveled more than 2,000 amas outside of your tchum. So points out the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah just said that you are kind of shvisa on the boat. Not really. If you got off the boat after Banish Marshes was over and you stepped back on the dry land, then in the concept of Hilchas Trumin, you were kind of shvisa on that dry land. Therefore, when you arrive at your destination, you're not going to be allowed to get off the boat, because by getting off the boat, you're going out of your original Trum. As to what happens if you arrive at your destination inside a walled city, we're going to deal with that later. But let's say you got on the boat before Shkia, you stayed on the boat for Ben Hashmashas, and you never got off the boat. You never went back onto dry land. So you were kind of shvisa on the boat, and you never went off. Then, then when your boat gets to the destination, you could get off the boat and you have 2,000 amos from the city limits from your destination. Because when you step foot on dry land, that's when you're kind of shvisa for Truman. You weren't really kind of shvisa for Truman on the boat, because the boat is l'mayla ma'asar t'vachim. So when were you kind of shvisa l'inyan Truman? When you arrived at your destination and you got off the boat. This whole conversation is only negeya when the boat was always l'mayla ma'asar t'vachim, the kamavur sham. Ubasvina gufa, as long as you're on the boat, mahalak is kula. You can walk anywhere you want in the boat. Even if Erev Shabbos, again, you were kind of shvisa on the boat, and then you got off the boat for a spatzir on the boardwalk, and then you got back after you walked back on the ship after Shabbos started, you could still walk anywhere you want on the boat. Because you started Shabbos on the boat. If you were never kind of shvisa on Erev Shabbos at all, we will go through this in detail. Just a little bit more. The Rama said that this shita says, since you are kind of shvisa on the boat from the beginning of Shabbos, so now, if you get off the boat and come back on, we don't consider it that you went into the water on Shabbos. We look at it that you went into your house. Even if it's a 3-day yomtiv, so Erev Shabbos was a yomtiv, shari liknois shvisa. You could be kind of shvisa on the boat. We don't have to worry about any shilas of doing achana from yomtiv for Shabbos. But the shvisa that you were kind of on Erev Yomtiv isn't going to help you. You have to be kind of shvisa going into Shabbos. V'ayin b'simen tough tes zayin b'ez oifen ein b'ay b'shom hachana. Ois kanach avdalet, sha'oisid, oh, we have to finish the Rama. Says the Rama, the bottom line here on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yesh, there are those that say, when it comes to this question of being kind of shvisa on the boat when Shabbos comes in, and once you're kind of shvisa on the boat, you could get off the boat and come back on the boat after Shabbos started without a problem. And we don't look at it as an isser of tzafishat apnei amayim. Yesh sha'oisin kiddush besvina. There are those that say that it's not enough to be on the boat from before Shkia throughout Ben Hashmoshes by Tzeisa Kechavim. You also have to make kiddush on the boat. Yesh sha'oisin kiddush besvina. V'achak achoizim lebeisam. So says the Rama, there are those that had a very interesting meaning when it came to this question of going on a sailing journey on Shabbos. They would make sure to get on the boat before Shkia. They would make sure to stay on the boat for Ben Hashmashes. They would make sure not to leave until after Tzeisa Kechavim, so that they were properly kind of shvisa on the boat. But then they would also make kiddush and eat something. Then they would go home, go to sleep for a few hours, and then come back and get on the boat on Shabbos to set sail. Points out the Rama. Let me go back into the words of the Rama. I'm sorry. I feel under pressure because we're going so late. Again, the bottom line in Beis Amud Beis. There are those that would be makbid to make kiddush on the boat. Then they would get off the boat after Shabbos starts and go home and take a nap. Or maybe sleep overnight. Ula machar, and then the next morning, Shabbos morning, chayzer lasvino mafligin. They would get on the boat and they would set sail. Which, according to the Rama, that's okay. We're assuming you're on a river cruise, so there's no problem with Bittul Mitzvahs earning Shabbos. There's no problem with Tchumin, because it's Lamai Lamai Asar Tvachim. You're not in a situation where you're going to have to do Malacha. And you're allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos, because you were kind of Shvisa on the boat before Shabbos. So there's no problem of the Gzer of Tzafir Shat up in Aramai. V'chein Nogu B'Tzas Mekoymais, and the Ramah says, this was the beginning in some places, V'ein Limchais, and you should not protest. V'ayin L'kamon Simen Shin Lamites V'taf Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Katan Chavdala, the very last word in Beis Amud Beis, She'ois and Kiddush. There are those that would be makbid to make Kiddush on the boat. Of course, the people who had this minig made sure that they were on the boat from before Shkia throughout Ben Hashmashas until after Tzeis, so that they were kind of Shvisa on the boat. But they also held that you should make Kiddush on the boat too. And to eat something to publicize that they were kind of Shvisa on the boat. So just the takeaway from Siv Gimel, we learned today that there are times when it's mutter to get on a boat, even for a Dvar HaRishus, within 3 days of Shabbos. How is that? It's a river, so it's Mayim HaNoivim, it's calm water, there's no Bittul Mitzvah signing Shabbos. It's elevated more than 10 Tfachim off the riverbed, so there's no Isser Tchumin. There's no problem that you might come to do Malacha. It's a situation where you're certainly not going to come to do Malacha. So there's no reason why you can't get on the boat on Erev Shabbos. Said the Mechaber, once I'm telling you you can get on the boat on Erev Shabbos, you could set sail on Shabbos. If you were properly kind of Shvisa on the boat on Erev Shabbos, so you were there from before Shkia to Rap and Shmoshes to lift its ace, now if the boat set sails on Shabbos, there's no issue. And there's no problem of Tzaf Vishat Apadamayim, because you got into the water before Shabbos. You didn't get into the water on Shabbos. Said the Ramah, but the Mechaber said, but you can't leave the boat after you were kind of Shvisa, and then get on Shabbos, because that would be an issue of Tzaf Vishat. Said the Ramah, there's a sheet that it holds no. Once you were kind of Shvisa on the boat at the beginning of Shabbos, you can even get off the boat, get back on the boat on Shabbos. You could go home, go to sleep, get on the boat Shabbos morning. Why? Because you were kind of Shvisa when Shabbos came in on the boat. Now the boat is your house for Shabbos. You were kind of Shvisa. On the boat, it's your house for Shabbos. You can go back home Shabbos morning. That's not called getting into the water. There's no tzaf v'shat. There are those that were makbid to also make kiddush and eat something on the boat Friday night, so there should be a pirsum. Hadavar, we had a very interesting, somewhat complicated discussion that the Geir Tehilchus Tchumen with this question of being kind of Shvisa. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. The source of Liman HaTorah should be Megan against Klal Yisrael. The Ron Shom should send Yeshua's Refuas Parnas and Shidduchim to all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'ezkel Tzedek. B'mehera V'yameinu. Amen. Be well.